This is Cliff Central.
You are on The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. Welcome to it. We are with you for the next hour. So, Jen isn't here. She is traveling the globe again. She's in China and December, so I think she's going to be there for a while, Shem. She's there for the whole of winter.
Oh, Shem, I didn't think about that, the winter part. Oh, well, Shem, at least we get to enjoy this heat. I don't know. I'm in 2 minds about it. But talking about heat and the latest news, we've got a lot of entertainment news coming to you. If you didn't know this already, the wait is over. And if you want to know really what the wait we're talking about, it's Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West. So the baby finally arrived.
She's been pregnant for years.
It seems like forever. I'm sort of going to say, go out and say, you know what, she's been pregnant like an elephant, because good God, it's been forever.
She was a killer whale last time. Now she's
shame the poor woman. I'm not sharing any hate on pregnant women at the moment. But so she named her baby Saint West. And so
wait,
yeah,
I'm just stopping the bed music there. What?
Saint West.
Saint West.
Yes. My money was on Easton, because I spoke about it on the show, but Keeping Up with Kardashians.
But Easton's cool. What's up with Saint?
I don't know.
Come on.
What are they? The patron saint of reality TV? Of trash TV? What is it? It doesn't even make sense. And the best thing... Okay, I don't love the name. I think it's ridiculous. They are ridiculous. It's just part of the culture, part of the family. But the best thing is the reaction, the internet reaction to it. The memes coming out.
Already.
People's faces, like little GIFs coming out of, you know, your face when you heard the baby's name.
Oh, so it's trending as well.
Yes.
Saint West. Let's have a look on what's going on Twitter, because it's buzzworthy. From Northwest to Saint West, how Kim Kardashian decided to, on her unforgettable baby names.
Oh. Do you think
she actually had a say in this at all? I don't think so. I think she just basically went, okay, Kanye, that's fine. We can call him Saint.
But then I was thinking about a conversation she's going to have with the child one day, like she had with Northwest not too long ago on the show. She spoke about, I don't know if anybody saw this. I think it was two episodes ago. She had North sitting on her lap, and then Courtney was there in the corner with Penelope, and then Kim's talking about the North Star and explaining the story about how North asks if there's a P star and a Mason star, and then Kim just looks, she's like, no, there's only a North Star. And I was like, oh my nerves, like this, the shit that actually keeps these people entertained. Now with Saint, I don't know. I think she's going to probably say it was on our visit to the Holy Land when we baptized North.
Yeah, where did they go? They went to Bethlehem.
Yeah, they went to Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
They went to Jerusalem, and she was dressed up all in this like almost virginal white. And I'm like, oh, my
God. And then he did an impromptu show, didn't he?
That was in Armenia.
Oh, yeah.
So that was when he was running around there like a little bit of a hooligan. So what can you expect from them? But going on to baby news, there's more baby news for SA.
Woo.
For the Food Network, for our lovable Siba Mutagana.
Yay.
Siba's table. So she's actually pregnant.
With baby number 3.
Ooh.
Well, this is her third child. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, but...
And it's a girl.
It's a girl. I'm so happy it's a girl. So I saw her little Instagram pic.
She's carrying really well.
She's gorgeous. And
she's
like,
she is a yummy mummy though.
She is. And I'm like, you know what? Whenever she's making magic in the kitchen, it always transcends to like a bun in the oven somehow. Because it really has. Actually, my first interview with Siba, when they were introducing Siba's table, she went into labor. And I got the PR company that actually phoned me and said, sorry.
Remember
that?
Yeah.
They're like, sorry, Nikita, we can't do this interview. Siba's gone into labor.
Yeah, sorry about that. Siba, we'll get back to you in about 8 hours when she's had a baby.
So
well, congratulations, Siba. Yeah. That's very cool. Her table is getting a lot bigger. Season 2 is currently on Food Network. And now I'm sure there'll be season 3, because every season they've introduced their baby into the storyline, essentially.
Yes.
So I'm sure this little one will also be involved, which is
and
quite sweet.
And a cookbook is out on the 14th of December.
Wow.
So I think at everything, you know, a new project, a new baby, a new project. There's magic happening.
She better be careful, because she doesn't want to have too many kids. yet. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, well, that's baby news. So if you think that Saint West is a nice name, or if you have any comments on that, why don't you let us know on 0861 555 189. Otherwise, send us a message through to the studio right now. You can tap connect and then message to show, and it will pop up in studio and we'll read it out on air. Tell us what you think about Saint West. Do you think it's crap? Do you think it's cool? Do you think it's perfect timing, you know, ahead of the festive season? And maybe he, you know, Kanye called himself Yeezus. So maybe he now thinks that Saint is, you know, perfect timing.
Maybe. You never know with that guy.
I'm so over him.
Oh, no.
So the Grammys as well. We need to talk about that quickly before we get into all our studio interviews today. Congratulations, first of all, to Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, and Vota Kellerman, who were nominated for Grammys. Vota Kellerman obviously won in the, I think it was the instrumental category earlier this year, and he has been nominated again in that category. So well done to him. I'm sure it will be another successful run for him at the Grammys in 2016. Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, no strangers to nominations at the Grammy Awards. So big up to them. I think it's really, really cool for them to be, you know, given the accolade as well. I'm hoping at some point we won't just be, you know, kind of categorized in the world music category.
Yes,
we'll be in the pop music category, in the, you know, the rap category, in the rock category. I think we have the talent that could essentially go as far as that, you know, and they can compete. Yeah, maybe
exactly.
With a little bit of marketing and all of that stuff. Who knows? You know, that little endorsement or that record deal that Carnell Cruz has with, what's his name again? The guy from the X Factor with the glasses. I can't remember his name.
Oh, no, I can't remember either.
He signed. Anyway, he signed to that label. Hopefully when they, you know, release the music and there's that marketing, that big marketing machine behind him, he'll have some luck and compete with the likes of One Direction, Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift.
Exactly. There's no, I think there's no borders. There's no borders in terms of music. So why not in terms of winning awards?
Yeah. I think Mikasa could do amazing stuff. You know, they've got that new song, which I'm going to play for you in a bit, featuring Euphonic. It is so cool. I don't want to be your friend.
Cheers.
I want to be your lover. That's coming up for you on The Buzz. And yeah, so that's the Grammys are taking place on the 15th of February. I think it's going to be a great show. Kendrick Lamar obviously nominated for 11 Grammys. Followed by Taylor Swift and The Weeknd with 7 each.
I think it's pretty cool that The Weeknd's been nominated. You know, he's a newcomer, and you know what? He's done fantastic. He's actually done fantastic. His music's amazing, and he's such a different character. Let's put it out there. He's not like your, I don't know, he's not like a generated person. He's gone out there. He has his own sound, and we love it. And of course, Taylor Swift with the nominations, it's a given. And I see a lot of people were up in arms about Drake, that Hotline Bling wasn't nominated.
But wasn't it too early?
That's what I thought.
I mean, too late,
Too late, yes.
It's the same with Adele.
It's
I mean, 2017, Adele is going to clean up. People will have forgotten about 25 by that stage. And but she will clean up. There is no doubt in my mind. She has broken records left, right, and center. 4 million albums and counting in
that
2 weeks.
Insane.
Hello?
Come on, they didn't even
digital
sales. They didn't even have any more digital albums to sell. Like, I didn't even think iTunes could sell out.
Yeah.
Ever.
Have you ever?
It's speechless.
Ever. And speaking of speechless, I was left speechless at the weekend because I was trying to get tickets to anywhere. I didn't really care. I was London, Manchester, Birmingham, Dublin, Madrid, Lisbon, Netherlands, I tried Brussels, I tried Paris. Every single show for Adele's concert or for Adele's tour sold out. Boom. So I didn't get them.
Oh no. I think you're maybe gonna have to just
I tweeted her, didn't you see?
I saw you, like, big borrowing, please.
Come on, people, retweet my tweets. I wanna go see Adele.
So do I. Anywhere in the world, I don't care. I'll even carry your suitcase. I'll be in your suitcase. Even that. I can fit in it.
It's quite a big suitcase.
I'm not that small. I'm not that big, so I can fit in.
Anyway, let's get to the music and then we'll get to our first studio guest. His name is MK Fresh and he is joining us to talk about the BET Africa Experience, which is coming up this coming weekend. We're going to talk about the sneaker collection and the culture as well. But for now, here's that song that I promised you. I dig it. I think it's one of the coolest songs to come out of South Africa in how long? Yeah, maybe a month.
I think it's a nice summer anthem, actually.
It is, yeah. Nice, I don't want to be a friend, I want to be a lover. Yeah, for summertime.
Getting straight to the point.
No messing around. So they were Jay Summing and the rest of the guys from Mikasa were hanging out here at Cliff Central last week Friday. There is a video on the Facebook page, so you can go and check it out. Duncan was dancing up a storm, apparently. The biggest stan, Mikasa stan. He's not even listening,
it's like,
but
showing,
it's cool.
Showing off his moves there.
Duncan the Stan. So go check that out. It's facebook.com/Cliff Central. Okay, so let's get straight into our interview one of our interviews today. We have the very talented and the very busy as well, MK Fresh. Welcome to the studio, man.
What's up, Jay? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Can't complain.
So you've been to Cliff Central before?
Yeah, I did one show here, I think, when you guys started. And, you know, it was a culture-based show. And, you know, I came with the sneaker angle. So I'm glad to be back again, man.
Yeah.
I guess you guys love me.
Yeah, and it's been a while. I mean, obviously, we've been around since May last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, welcome back. And it's festive season and silly season, essentially, as well.
Yeah,
busy
crazy,
for you.
Crazy.
BET Africa the experience is taking place this weekend, eh?
Yeah, the first ever in Africa. So it's a big thing. It's a big thing, big deal.
So what's happening?
There's a lot of things happening, but what I'm, you know, in charge of is the Sneaker Expo. It's called Hunter for Kicks Sneaker Expo, where we're getting sneaker collectors throughout the country who are going to be exhibiting some of the exclusive shoes. And we also got a customizers, like 6 customizers throughout the country as well, to customize like 3 pairs of shoes with the BET colors, would represent like South African sort of feel. And, you know, we're running a competition out of those. And we also have a sneaker wash component of it, so you can come and bring your daddy shoes, we'll wash them for you. Yeah.
It's always a bitch to clean sneakers, eh?
Yeah.
And especially the like white ones, you can never get them white again.
You can.
Can
I mean,
you?
I got these cats called Clean Grip. Actually, they're going to be part of the whole expo. So come through and let's see how white
out.
We can turn your
okay,
shoes.
Okay, yeah, I'll bring it.
Okay, cool.
I'll bring my Chuck Taylors. Let's sort those out. They're looking horrible.
Why? Is there like an art? I mean, I've got sneakers, but like, is there an art to making them clean? Or tell us about this culture, because it's a building, or it's developing very quickly.
I feel like, yeah, it is developing. I mean, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, you wouldn't see a pair of Jordans on the streets. It was like a very exclusive thing to have. And right now, like, almost all the kids got a pair in their houses. So definitely, like, the culture is growing, is getting there. But in terms of like looking after your shoes, man, just, you know, for me, it's like, as you wear them, take care of them, so that when you get to wash them, it's not a big deal. You know what I mean?
You can actually enjoy the experience.
Yeah.
You are at.
And if you're a collector as well, you got different styles to switch, so you don't have to stay on one shoe for a minute. You know.
So let's talk about that.
There's no excuse for a lot of shoes, eh?
Well, for women. But how many pairs do you have, MK?
I mean, I got stuff at my mom's house. She kicked me out, so she wants to kick my stuff out as well. I got some stuff at my pop's house as well, but he probably wears most of the stuff. So
okay.
Yeah, I've got a couple of stuff in the house.
How many?
Yeah,
how
like,
many do you think?
What is like the reach? Like,
I don't know.
Like
I stopped,
original number.
I probably stopped counting like maybe 400.
Whoa.
Are you no, come on.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you're that much of a big sneakers fan?
I think I need to quit. Like I said, my mom wants to keep my stuff out. So yeah.
But is it 400 pairs like over certain amounts of years?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah,
you know,
I started really early. Like I started, like my uncles were really like inclined to style, and I always felt like, you know, when they were wearing all these expensive stuff, you know, people would treat them in a different way. So for me, it always been part of my life. You know what I mean? Like looking fresh and staying fly, and not just on the outside as well, like being a good person in terms of mannerism, because a cool factor is from within, and then you just drive it out with whatever that you're wearing. So yeah, I started early. So most of the stuff like I have, like I still got Air Force Ones, which were made in South Africa before they were like, you know, sending stuff this side. I still got Dunks that were made in South Africa as well. I used to buy them for 200 rands. I still got slips for that. So it's really like, it's been a long journey, over 10 years now.
So do you insure your shoes though?
Because,
you know,
really,
when you've got 400, I mean, it's a lot of money if you think
really,
about it.
I wear my shoes. Like, I'm more about, like, wear your shoes. as much as, you know, some of the people want to keep it on ice, which means they knew you're just keeping them there for rainy days.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Like, the moment I buy them, they just itch me. I just want to wear them,
yeah.
You know, even if it's in the house.
Okay, so you obviously are a big collector and I suppose you could say like the founding president. If we could give you a title.
Not really. Like, if you go to Cape Town, you will cry. Because
oh, really?
There's a lot of, like, loyal heads in Cape Town. So, okay. You know, those are the people that I kind of, like, put myself, like, against.
Well, let's be honest. BET chose you.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, you know, shout out to BET. Shout out to NBA. And shout out to most of the people that are part of the whole thing. Because they were the people that were, like, saying, yo, that's the guy you need to go with. And, you know, I'm happy that, you know,
okay, so is it some sort of activation that you are doing as well, you know, on stage?
Hunting for Kicks, we're gonna have a store there. It's gonna be like a studio setup, so you can come and tell us about what you're wearing.
Are you live streaming?
I wish, but okay. We get in there for next year. What we normally do is we record the show, edit it, and put it on YouTube in about a week or so. So, yeah, you should have the recap video in about a week after the BET.
Okay. So the URL for that is?
Hunting for Kicks. Hunting for Kicks. We got a channel on YouTube. So, yeah, look out for that. We are on our third season. This is our last third season. So, yeah.
Very nice.
Putting in work.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So how's the YouTube audience, you know, growing for you? Because, I mean, you look at what it's done for so many South Africans.
Yeah.
Troye Sivan.
Yeah.
He's the guy from Spud.
Yeah.
Casper Lee. Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, they've just opened their, they've got a movie out. And I saw paparazzi footage of them. Then his sister, Theodora Lee, you know, big star herself. You've got Grant Hines, who is a big tech expert on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the what's it called? The safari sightings or Kruger sightings.
Yeah.
Huge as well. Yeah. So how's it been for you?
It's been, like, for us when we started, it was quite new for most of the cats. And the type of show that we were doing was kind of like, oh, what are you guys doing? And, you know, we didn't have so much of an audience. But now, because people are inclined to the whole subculture, it's kind of like it's getting there. And as well, we didn't want to, you know, pitch it to a television or a channel or whatnot. We wanted to keep it within, you know, the internet, you know, realm, where kids can, you know, whenever they want to watch it, they can just go on there and, you know, download it or watch it, stream it or whatever.
We're all for that.
And then you can control what you're putting out there, and it's not somebody else's ideas and their direction, and it's like your project, your baby, and you're proud of it.
It's interesting though, because have you found that a couple of brands might approach you now and say, we want you to, you know, do some product placement on our shows or whatever, but, you know, that's where I think a lot of the producers and the creatives or creators is what they're called become so important in that storytelling mechanism, because you have built your audience, you have built your brand, and for another brand to come in and say, no, this is how you do it, this is what you must do, do you kind of say to them, sorry,
like when we had I don't know if you guys know Shesha, it's one of the biggest sneaker store as well in South Africa. They had a 10-year anniversary and they asked us to do like a recap video of the party and whatnot. So, you know, stuff like that is really like, it's dope because we can sit together with the client and work on something that we can both be happy about, instead of just us saying, yo, this is what we think is cool and this way you think we should go. And as well, there's a nice check that goes with it, which is, you know, what
you need to make money. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your time is money. So
yeah.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to go to the BET experience, are tickets still available? Where can I get it?
Yeah, the tickets are still available. The gates open at 11 on Saturday. It's a whole day event leading to the night, obviously, to the concert. Young Thug is out there. So, you know, like, yeah, get yours.
It's going to be a great time because you've got comedy, you've got subcultures like the sneaker community. You've got
Fashion
Mary
show.
J. Blige. You've got Maxwell, Rafael Sadiq, AKA.
And there's the car. I'm excited about the car stunt thing that they got going on there. So
what's that?
It's like there's going to be cars spinning and stuff like that. So I'm excited about
that. That's all at the Ticket Pro Dome, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saturday.
So if you don't have any plans for the weekend,
that's
so it's a whole day. Bring the family, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So it's open to the family as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I want to ask you about sneakers. You know, you obviously collect from different brands. Have you ever thought about creating your own?
Yes, of course.
I mean,
it's a long time dream. One of my first dreams, which I've accomplished, was like getting an article on Sneaker Freaker, which is like a authentic like sneaker magazine throughout the world. It's from Australia.
Okay.
It's owned by this dude called Wadi. So he came down here.
Wadi.
He came down here to check out the sneaker culture. So I got an article on there, which was like a dream come true. Yeah, another dream is getting a sneaker with a big brand, definitely. But I've been talking to some few people, and it's a long process. Like, it takes you like a year to actually work on a shoe. But you get stores like Shelf Life in Cape Town, which worked with New Balance. They got a shoe out with New Balance. They got another shoe out with Puma. So, and Nike did a couple of shoes with Kronk, which Kronk is one of the biggest designers in SA. So yeah, there is a way where, you know, local designers are getting into designing their own shoes with the big brand. Yeah, definitely, that's my look.
We're also just in that phase now where you want to customize your viewing. You want to customize the amount of data you have on your phone.
Yeah.
Your viewing experience on social media, what you wear, you know. So a lot of people want their own sneakers,
yeah,
kicks, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk about customized, three customized ones at the BET experience,
yeah,
that grabs me already, because yeah, I want something that no one else has.
Exactly. So yeah, we bring in that element there. But as well, Nike's got this thing that they do in New York at the store called 21 Mesa, where they call it a Nike ID. So they, yes, give you different fabrics, a silhouette, and you just switch it up. So and most people are inclined to doing that, because obviously you're the only one in the world.
Yeah, I actually did see that. I was in Paris in February,
yeah,
and they had that at the Nike store at the Champs-Élysées. They had it there.
Yeah.
And I saw like the whole process. You can choose whatever, like, let's say the sole you, yeah, want, like, yeah, anything you wanted. And I was,
yeah,
just like,
they'll put it together,
whoa,
for you. Yeah.
I was like, this is insane. I was like, okay, I think I should just walk out.
Yeah.
It was only just the beginning of the trip. I needed the cash for the rest of
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can imagine.
Have you been to that store in New York?
Not yet. Yeah.
So that's on the agenda as well.
Well, Japan is on the agenda, definitely. Oh. I mean, I see all the other people. Asia is for me like very exotic in terms of style, and you know, the sort of direction that I'm trying to take as well in terms of Africa. Africa's got culture, Asia's got culture. You know, certain places I can't really, you know, put it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, sounds like 2016 is going to be a busy year for you.
Hopefully, man. I want those checks, man.
It will only be the start of it. With BET experience and having everybody come to see what's happening, I'm sure it will be the start of amazing things.
It will be. Very,
so then, where can we actually follow you online? So
I'm on Instagram,
media.
MK Fresh, MKAY, Fresh, FRASH, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Awesome. Very, very simple.
So we'll keep in touch and then see what's happening with the BET experience. So if you want to check that out, you must go to the Ticket Pro Dome for the BET experience. Me, Jay Blige, Car Stunts, you heard it all. Go check it out.
This is Cliff Central. Get right, get grip right, you're that.
Hold tight, lean back, say what I want with that sex. Fleur East with Sax right here on the Buzz and CliffCentral.com. So that was very cool, hey? I'm keen to get myself a little pair of something this weekend.
I also want actually a customized pair of sneakers. I'd love that. Nobody else has it.
Imagine how well that would sell.
I think so, because I've noticed lately there's a few like pop-up stores. Not pop-up stores, they have like activations. Like I've been to, well, I saw the one sneaker store, they had it, and they said actually if you bring your All-Stars there, they'd customize to whatever you wanted. Mm. You just had to print out a picture of whatever style you wanted, if it was something specific. And I thought that was cool.
Great idea. What do you think, Dennis? Dennis Mantata, welcome to the studio, first of all.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So you are in the fashion industry, and you are all about making, you know, people look good, and bespoke suits for men and designer outfits for women, or dresses for women. So what do you think about like customized shoes? Would you go for something like that?
I would definitely. I think at least there's sort of a personal touch that you can add on. And why not have something that's different from anybody else's? So I would definitely go for it.
I think, yeah.
There's definitely a market for it nowadays, because before we'd be, you know, we'd go to the stores and just buy what's really off the rail. Now it's like, ugh, you know what? I don't want to go and buy. You don't want to be like, oh, so and so, that's the whole outfit I just saw at that store on that mannequin. Some people
like,
do that.
So it was like H&M, for instance. So yeah, the launch was, what, just over a month ago now or something.
Yeah.
And it was manic. I don't know if you went to that.
No, I didn't. But I actually checked it online. And
yeah.
So
you saw the craziness that was happening.
Yeah,
and people
yeah
were queuing for days.
Oh,
and I mean, when I was in the queue, I bought like a couple of shirts, whatever. There was a lady next to me on my left, and she dropped 4,500 rand.
Easy.
There was a lady on my right, and she dropped 3,500 rand. Wow. So imagine how many of those people collectively were making purchases of that amount.
Must have and been
then
a lot.
It was. Mm. And then you walk down Sandton, you know, the Diamond Walk or whatever, and you see all these people wearing the same clothes as you. It's a little bit lame. Yeah. You think?
Yeah, you always want to do something a little bit. That's the whole point about fashion. You're supposed to express yourself and not just buy the same replicated outfit on a mannequin. You're supposed to buy a piece here, a piece there, and try and customize it to your own preference. Well, I think so. That's
I mean,
what's
I your fashion preference?
I also like taking maybe one or two things there and maybe infusing it and coming up with my own individual style. Because I mean, as we are saying now, who would want to blend in and look like everyone else? So it's always nice like to have like your own
signature
style.
Look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've been in the industry for a long time and you've achieved a lot in your years.
Yeah.
So where are you now in 2015?
Okay, in 2015, well, I still have the same studio that I opened up first in Pretoria.
And in Atteridgeville,
in
yes.
In Atteridgeville, yes, yeah. So, well, through word of mouth, it has grown, and we get clients from all over, pretty much all over South Africa, even internationally sometimes.
Sure, okay.
So, yeah, and people don't mind traveling all the distance just to have maybe a custom-made suit or dress for special occasions. So it's really been a blessing.
Do you do a lot of weddings? Do you do special, like when you say special occasions, what do you do specifically?
Yeah, for weddings and matric balls, red carpet, and yeah, any other kind of special functions. Yeah.
So who are the celebs that come into your store, or who have you dressed for, you know, red carpet events? And
quite a number of people. Your Miss SA's, Joan Ramakoshi, I've done Malaika Mafiki Solo, I've done for Nkosazana Zuma, I've done for pretty much a lot of people. So, yeah.
Sure, it's quite a portfolio, hey?
That is a portfolio and a half. I mean, Mafiki Zola for me is like really impressive because, you know, Ntlantla is so, when it comes to her style, even Theo, you know, their look is so, it just bursts with color and excitement and energy and just exactly who they are. So when they come into the store, for instance, like, what do you do? How do you approach? Do you sit with them and say, okay, guys, what are we dressing you for? And how does that process
work?
Yeah,
they usually give me an idea maybe of whatever it is that they're looking for, and I come up with a look. Maybe I'll make a few sketches and obviously coordinate it so that they would look almost identical, if I should say that. Yeah, so it's quite a bit of a challenge, but it's interesting like to do that for people like them.
And when you're working with people like them, you know, they're so in charge of their brand as well, you know, and that is everything from their musical sound to their look.
Mm-hmm.
Are they difficult?
Not at all. Okay, they are good. Very humble, easy to work. Easy to work with, yeah.
Do you have any moments when you have like not certain celebrities, just people when they phone you or they contact you to say, could you please create a gown for us or a suit? Or do you have a moment like after you've spoken to them or spoken to like, let's say their PA, or you put the phone down, you're like, oh my word, you won't believe who just called me and asked me to create something for them?
I get that a lot. Yeah, sometimes I get starstruck, especially when I meet them. I've done stuff for the Zulu royal family as well. And, you know, being in the midst of all this high profile people, at times it's a bit overwhelming and humbling. So yeah, I get that a lot.
And you've been in the industry for so long already, and it's just like you say, you still get starstruck after all this time. It's so nice to hear that. It's not like, oh, it's just so and so, and just brush it off.
Yeah.
Because I guess it becomes one of those, you know, where you become a bit jaded, I suppose. A lot of people do, you know.
Yeah,
so
no, that's true.
You're not, you still love what you do.
I do. That's all I think about every day, and it still inspires me and drives me to even want to do more. So
let's talk about the creative process though for a second, because, you know, trying to keep ahead of the trends or on trend is difficult at the best of times. You know, we all in our respective fields have to do that. So from social media to entertainment, to the way you cover entertainment, to the way you cover, I don't know, news. It's just the industry's moved so quickly, and if you don't keep up, you're lost, you're out, you're gone. So how do you get or keep up to date with what's going on in the fashion world and then adapt it to what is best for you?
Okay, I do that by traveling a lot. I like traveling and to see how other designers or how other people interpret fashion. And then I take it back home and customize it like for our South African market. And also by, you know, maybe movies and being inspired by nature and just the culture of the youth and also the social media. Like you just check what appeals for young people nowadays. It's not the same as what appealed for people in the 90s. So you always have to stay abreast and check what the latest trends are. And
because there's always this argument that street fashion actually influences the designer houses of true. What's going to be produced. And it's not the true. Other way around. Because I remember even doing, we actually did a paper on this in varsity just to find out just the effect of media and how trends grow from the ground up now. And it's not like we're not being dictated to now, times have changed. So the people are dictating to us. Exactly. So you find the same thing now with your fashion, that you look at the youngsters, even on Instagram, they're sharing whatever they found, all the pieces they found, what they enjoy. And that's obviously in turn changed your perspective.
Yeah, no, I do that a lot, especially maybe even with going to clubs, and you get to get the sense of how people want to look.
I'd love to see that. You're in a club and you're like, "Woo, that's my jam. That's my look at that outfit. Woo, that's my jam." And you're like taking down some notes and you're like, "Woo, that's
cool." Well, I do that quite a lot. So, yeah.
Do you have a notebook in there with a pencil?
Well,
and you're like,
maybe
kind
not
of
a notebook,
down.
But yeah. My memory is very sharp. So
okay, so you have a photographic memory. Yes, I assume. Okay.
And so, like, it's the end of 2015, and are you winding down for the year, or is it just crazy season for you, or what's happening?
It is a bit crazy, but I know it will quiet down maybe just before Christmas, and it will be holidays, and after that back to
the grindstone.
Yeah. But I mean, think about it, because January is a busy month. You've got the Lormorans Queen's Plate, we've got the JMV Mets, exactly. There's another horse racing event that's happening down in Cape Town.
And award season just
awards
after
season,
that.
Exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, have you already got people saying we need stuff? Because also Matric dances are earlier these days as well.
Yes, yeah, that's true. So already people are planning ahead, and some come even, you know, now ordering for next year. So we always busy.
So what's a bit trendy then for 2016? Give us a little inside scoop.
I'd say, well, color. People are more into color now. Like they want to go a bit bolder and try out new things, even for guys, and the more slimmer fitted looks, like your slim pants, slim jackets. So for ladies, the sheer look. The ladies are more into like sheer dresses, and
I don't understand
like
that.
It's when you have like a mesh netting.
Okay.
You wear a backless dress, so it looks like an illusion. If it's not really.
Yeah.
You don't even know. Fine. Dennis and I, we're on the same page.
Yeah, you two can talk about those trends, because I think you're quite stylish. She looks quite stylish, don't you think?
Oh, she is. She's beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Trying to rock the dark lip now. But then also, just talking about 2016, what are your plans for 2016 in terms of your brand, upcoming events, like Jason said?
For 2016, I want to expand my business, probably open up two or maybe one flagship stores, and also travel more, and if possible, supply other stores as well. And
yes, because you already are supplying. You are just, you do have distributors already for your brand.
Yes,
so
I
that's
do,
why I want to find out, like, just where to expand, and would you actually expand like across borders as well?
That's what I'm looking at. Yeah. So previously I went to Australia, in Sydney. So I was talking to some people there. So I might be taking my stuff there. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
It's so interesting to me. Like, Australia is just on everybody's radar, you know, like besides the Kardashians always going there to launch everything, musicians go there all the time. And now, I mean, Mke was telling us about Wadi from one of the sneaker shops there. Now you're talking about Australia as well. It's always been one of those countries that just is there for me.
I think for us South Africans, it works out much better because of
there's so many.
We are almost similar in many things, like the weather. And,
yes, you're right about that. It's like a similar. Well, they say it's similar to I'm not too sure. I've never been. But in terms of fashion, even though Mr. Price opened a store there not too long ago.
Oh, is it?
Okay. So it just shows that, you know, fashion is growing across borders, and there is a need for South African fashion. Although there's like so many South Africans there. They're all homesick. That's why. Should just come back.
Okay, Dennis, so we have to wrap it up. But where are you on social media so that people can get in, or in general, that people can get in touch with you?
Okay, on Instagram and Facebook, they could get me on Dennis Maponya Mantata. And
you have a famous father.
Yes. Yeah, I do. And if maybe they want to drop an email, my email address is dmclassic@yahoo.com.
Perfect.
It's pretty simple. So if anybody's got any upcoming events, matric dancers, you want to look the belle of the ball.
I'm the guy.
He's the guy. Awesome. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having
me. And all the best for the festive season.
Thanks.
I can't believe you're there already. It's crazy.
Thank you.
Anyway, let's get to some music, shall we?
This is Cliff Central.
I saw these guys at the San Suu Summer Cup 2 weeks ago. Oh, they are just fantastic. Them and Goldfish rocked out. Amazing. Amazing. And they just keep producing such great music as well. It's good luck. Right here on The Buzz.
So you're back here with Jason Von Berg and Nikita Camacho on The Buzz. So just to wrap up what we were just doing now, so we just had Dennis Matata. So if anybody wanted to know more about fashion, moving from fashion, we're going back to entertainment news. If anybody is a big fan of TLC's My Big
No Fact, pun intended.
Yeah, My Big Fact, Fabulous Life. So Whitney Waithaw was in the country a couple of weeks ago as part of the Discovery Upfront. So they're the holding company that has TLC. And she was here to chat about, well, she was here to meet firstly with fans. And 10 lucky fans won the chance to spend an afternoon with her. And they shot this exclusive dance video. And I actually got the chance to see what was happening.
Were you dancing as well?
I actually was. If you go onto the TLC page, you can spot me there in the video. And apparently this is going to be a part of one of their commercials.
Wow.
How cool is that?
You're going to make adverts internationally,
making adverts, yes, with Whitney. And so I sat down with her just to see what she had to say. And she's actually, I actually love her. She's an amazing girl. So hear what she has to say.
Hey, guys. It's Nikita reporting from The Buzz for Club Central. I'm sitting today here with Whitney Waithaw from TLC. Hi, Whitney, and thank you so much for visiting us here in South Africa.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a wonderful time so far.
So how are you enjoying it?
I love it. Unfortunately, my feet are very swollen and I'm suffering from jet lag. But I think that South Africa is beautiful. The people are so friendly. And I'm really excited for tomorrow because I'm going on a safari. And then after that, I will go on a sightseeing tour.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know what? You're going to see the best of South Africa, definitely. Yes. So you've been with TLC as part of the No Shame campaign.
No Body Shame campaign.
And I think it's a very powerful message that needs to be brought across to the teens here in South Africa. So how did you actually come to the realization that this needs to be spoken about?
Well, I grew up being a thin dancer, but I still had severe body image issues, and I struggled with eating disorders even though I was never overweight. I was still made fun of, though, for being fat. Like, I think that the first thing that we say to someone if we want to make fun of them is to tell them that they're fat. And so I had a very kind of shaky foundation to begin with, and then when I went to college, I gained 100 pounds in about 8 months, and then eventually another 100 pounds after that. And I was later diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome. At the time, I had no idea why I was gaining weight or what was happening, but my life changed overnight. It was like putting on a fat suit, going out in public, and people who had been very nice to me or been my friends or guys that had dated me wouldn't even acknowledge me anymore. People started to assume that I was stupid and lazy and all these kind of negative beliefs that we have about fat people. So it took me about 10 years of really struggling and being very depressed. And just thinking, you know, I am wasting my life and, you know, life can start again once I'm thin. I decided I didn't want to live that way anymore. And so I started living the life that I wanted in the body that I had. And things really turned around for me and I'm the happiest I've ever been. So I think it's important for both boys and girls, but mostly girls of all ages to hear this message, especially because I think young girls need to know that our bodies are instruments and not ornaments. Too often we focus on, you know, what other people think about the way they look and if men like the way they look. And I think that that's a very futile thing to be concerned about.
I also find, like, here, especially in South Africa, you know, we don't have really a body type per se. We all different shapes and sizes, and, you know, a lot of women embrace it. And some of the teens, you know, they're battling with the, you know, the whole body shaming, and I think it's disgusting. Like, I've had instances before where I've been told why you've been wearing that. I'm like, what is the? There's no such thing as the perfect body.
Right.
You know, I have a body. It's working. Yeah. You know, as long as you're happy, and I think that's the message you're bringing across, is that as long as you're happy in yourself, and that's the positive message that you're carrying, who cares what anybody else is saying?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't really care about anyone's opinion about my body except for the person I'm having sex with and maybe my doctor. And that's really it. It just doesn't matter. And if we tell ourselves that, you know, we won't be happy until we have a certain kind of body, we will be waiting forever, because there's always something new, something different, something changes. We want to have this and this. And it's just a waste of time. And if you don't live the way that you want to in the body that you have now, the only person who loses is you. And the people who make fun of you will go on with their life and their day and forget about it and whatever. But you're the one then who, you know, has to feel ashamed and embarrassed. And it's just a really big waste of time. And it's a cliche, but we only have one life. And like, when I really started to realize that, I thought, what am I doing? You know, I need to live my life and be happy now.
So that was Whitney Waysaw from TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life. And she was very, what I loved about her is that she is so genuine and just speaks from the heart. And she's not embarrassed. She's proud of her journey. And her No Body Shame campaign is actually a fantastic thing. And I thought, just seeing how fans were reacting to her, and they went up to her and say, you know what, Whitney, this is my story. This is how I feel.
All and different sizes and shapes.
All different shapes and sizes. And I think it was fantastic, especially from, like I said, the South African landscape. There's no perfect body shape here. And, you know, they just said, you know, you gave me the confidence to enjoy my life, or, you know, just to have fun and not care about other people's opinions. And it was such a nice initiative that a lot of people were actually so starstruck. That's what I actually loved about it. And Whitney is so down to earth that she started crying after, you know, the dance class. And she was sort of like, I can't believe that I'm here in South Africa teaching this dance class and that I have fans across the world. And she really happened by fluke. She used to be on a radio show, and they did a YouTube video about, I think it was Big Girl, I think it's called Big Fat Girl Dancing. And that's how she actually
became Whitney.
Yeah, it became like a viral, it went viral. Okay. And then TLC approached her. And I think it's actually a fresh show.
I haven't watched it, it's not your glamorous
reality TV, let's put it that way. There's no glam, like she even said to me, she's like, there's no glam squad, it's just me and my family and our friends. And she always said they always wanted their own TV show, but this is how it worked out.
TLC loves these sort of shows. I mean, you think about like Honey Boo Boo Child, June, yeah, Mama June.
We used to watch that, remember that? The five little things, the little six fingers. Oh, shame. No, but it was really nice. I thought it was great to meet her, and it was great that for once fans could meet them, because a lot of the time they have like a showcase or up front, yes, and the media gets it, and then people, you know, you share the pictures and you have people saying there, oh no, I wish I could have met them. So a big ups to TLC for actually letting the fans meet their favorite star and share the afternoon with her.
Okay, cool. So when is that show on TLC? Do you know? We'll have to check our listing.
Yeah, I'll just have to check the listing, because the show is quite I think Monday to Fridays. It's always on air.
And is this a new season?
Yes.
Okay.
Was the current season happening? So they did. A lot of the fans wanted to know, like, who she hooks up with. You know, who's the love of her life.
She's There's kind of talking of about who she's having sex with. Yes. So I kind of think, like, is she banging the world?
No. There's one suitor. I won't drop anything else. But she did say, you just have to watch the show to find out.
What do you mean? I hate those. I hate it when you do that to me. When you say, "There's," but I can't tell you too much right now.
Well, she had to. She has to keep people watching. So
okay.
I think it's got the best reception, and
okay,
I think
then
there might be another season coming.
Okay,
definitely.
Commission for a third season.
I don't blame them.
Very nice. Okay, my friend, so we have to wrap it up. The Buzz is concluding for this week on cliffcentral.com. If you want to download the podcast and re-listen to this and maybe listen to a bit of Good Luck, Lloyd, because, you know, we love Good Luck as much as you do. We're good, big fans of them. If you want to check out a video, the site is pumping with content for days. It will keep you busy. There is podcasts from some of the best talents you have on radio.
Especially now that it's like the holidays. A lot of people have gone on leave already. They're on holiday. So
lucky
if you don't,
them.
Yeah, lucky them. We'll be joining you hopefully soon. So if you don't have anything to do, download the latest podcasts. And then you can catch up with us.
11 to 12 next week. We'll be back right here on cliffcentral.com, and the laws of life are coming to you in about 4 minutes or so. But thank you so much for listening, and thank you to all our guests. Nikita, have a good week.
You too. I'll see you then.
We will chat then. Bye.
Bye.
This is Cliff Central.